everybody, joining you live right now here on WWCR around the world with a transmitting Jewel of the South right out of Nashville, Tennessee. We're live and direct right here on Sunday, July the 15th in the year 2007. My, how time is moving along. Got a great program for you tonight. We're going to get right into the message, and the title of the message tonight, Our Heavenly Father. Have you ever thought about the Father, this mysterious figure that people talk about, but really on a personal basis, very few know? Remember how the model prayer called the Lord's Prayer in the King James Bible, and most people refer to it as such, it is a direct prayer to the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, in John 16:28, the Son said, I am come forth from the Father, and I am coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, most people have a carnal image conceived into their mind through carnality. Now, the Bible warns you not to be carnal-minded, because that's death. The Bible also taught that many would profess him, that they know him, but in works they would deny him. Now, in John 4:24, the Father is described not as a person. Now, hear me well. He's described as a spirit. In the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, it says right there in the 24th chapter that a spirit hath not flesh and blood. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do with the evidence that in the people's mind they actually believe, and we know incorrectly through the Word, they actually believe that the Father is a person? They see the Father and the Son as two different, distinct, separate individuals. Is that true, Pastor Buddy? Well, that's why that we're having this teaching tonight, to try to bring the truth of the gospel, the light that would light the feet of every man that cometh into the gospel, because you can't hear without the gospel. And so, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that they might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope that is set before us. So the hope that is set before us, that one day we will actually look upon the Father. Well, Pastor Buddy, if that's true, then how is it, if you say that the Father is not a person, how are we going to look upon him? Well, ladies and gentlemen, from the carnal perception to the spiritual conception, when we put off these flesh bodies, the Bible says that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now, again, the Son said, I came forth from the Father. He came forth from the Father. Don't you really think, ladies and gentlemen, that by coming forth from the Father, that he didn't come from a person? The person of God. because God is a spirit, John 4:24. So the Father was the spirit that overshadowed Mary. Now, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Now, if the Father and the Holy Ghost are not the same person, if we can say person in this sense, but really we shouldn't say person because they're not a person. They're a spirit. The Father is a spirit, and so is the Holy Spirit. A spirit. And there's not two spirits. By one spirit, we're all baptized into one body. So then, if the Son came forth from the Father, and the Father is a spirit, then that being that walked here truly was a spirit being incarnated into a flesh body. Now, he says, I am coming to the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. Where did he go back to? Oh, that's the $64 question here in the great mystery. Did you know that in 1 Timothy 3:16, read it now, great is the mystery of godliness. Reading out the King James, of course. God was manifest in the flesh. Oh, my. Literally, folks, this is amazing. I get all excited about the glory of the Creator. If we really believe, as Christians do, that God created the heavens and the earth, God, he just spoke them into existence. Was it really that simple for him to say, let there be light, and there was light? Well, we know that it was really simple for him to say, rise, take up your bed and walk, and to the blind, blind, receive your sight, and dead, raise up and live again. Oh, my. These works shall you do. What is keeping us or restricting us from doing the works that he done when he said, these works can you do, and greater works can you do because I go back to the Father? Oh, well. Well, let's see. And I go to the Father. Didn't you say goes back to the Father? Because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, according to John 16:32, listen as I read, behold, the hour cometh, and yea, it is now come, that you shall be scattered every man to his own, and you shall leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Now, how could that be? Here he says he's going back to the Father, and here in John 16:32, as he referred to in John 16:28, I just read that he's going to leave the world and go to the Father. And in 16:32, he said, I'm not alone because the Father's with me. Now, is that a mystery or what? Well, no, of course not. It's the language and the translation and the confusion of words. By your words you justified and by your words you condemned. Listen to me. Interpret that for you. God is a spirit. The Father is a spirit. So the Father was in the Son, in the flesh body, that was Almighty Yahweh. Oh, my. The Yod He Vav He, all of the Tetragrammaton, which means the sacred name. Oh, yeah. John 17:1. These words spake Yahweh, Jesus in the King James, and lifted up his eyes to heaven. Now, what did he look up to heaven for? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said he came down from above, and he went back above. And he that went back is coming back in like manner on the time set appointed that every eye shall see him as he comes on the clouds with great glory. they which pierced him will see him. Is there going to be a general resurrection at his coming? Well, the Bible says so. And the dead will be judged out of those things written in the book. Now, in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, listen to me as we read. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Oh, my. What a fearful time. Are you prepared to meet God? Are you ready for judgment? When the judgment is set, the books will be opened, and you'll be judged not by some man's testimony or some sinner's repentance card, but if so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Yahweh or the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. John 17:1. These words that he spake as he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. Oh, man. John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. Now, isn't that a strange statement? Here he's talking almost in riddles or parables. Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. The Jews couldn't understand. They said, where is your Father? You keep talking about the Father. Where is your Father? Do you really know where the Father is? Do you really know who? Which would be the most important phase of the question. Do you really know who he is? Father, glorify me as I have glorified you. And then there came a voice and said, I have glorified you and will glorify you yet again. There is another glorification day when you will see, according to Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 and 32 and 33. The Bible says there that we'll see that judgment that was forecast and foresaw by John the Revelator as he brings us to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations again and the 12th verse. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and the dead were judged out of the things written in the book. Oh, that's going to be a fearful day. Not a Sunday school quarterly. Not a man-made dogma. Not a pastoral, dictatorial church where they won't let the truth in. Ladies and gentlemen, are we afraid to look at these things? Did you know the Bible says you shall be hated? Why would the world, and usually this is the Christian world, we think in terms of, well, the devil's going to hate us. The devil's going to deceive you. The devil's going to love you if you'll do his bidding. If you will be deceived, if you will take the easy road, if you will choose the seem right and stay away from the straight and narrow path of right. Because when Pilate asked the Messiah, Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, the eternal God embodied in a flesh body that walked here for 33 and a half years before he left the planet, he said, I'm going back to the Father. And yet the Father was with him. When he went back to the Father, he was saying, I'm going back into the spirit world, or the spirit place of my abode. And the spirit was entombed in the flesh temple of Yahweh Shua, the flesh embodiment of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the 10th verse, the Word was made flesh. 14th verse, the Word was made flesh. God, the Word, incarnate, was made flesh. Now, you want to know where the Father's at? That was the Father. Literally, the Father was embodied, the spirit being encased in flesh. God became a man. Impossible, you say, because he talked about his Father. Well, the language that he used was so deceptive that he hid it from the wise and the prudent. They couldn't understand his speech because they were carnal. As the Jews again said, "Where is your Father?" And in John chapter 10, verse 30, he said, "I and my Father are one." And the Jews, these lying Jews who claim to be Jews and are not, they're not the sheep of Yahweh, they took up stones again to stone him. John chapter 10, 30, 31, and now verse 32. "Many good works have I shown you," said Yahweh, the flesh man, Jesus in the New Testament, King James Bible. "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me?" Did you know that it was the Father that was doing the works in the flesh body of the Son? The Son said, "I can do nothing of myself." He was just a regular flesh man. But the Spirit that dwelled in him done all the works. And the Jews said, "Well, for your works we don't stone you. But for a flesh man making yourself God." John 17:5, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." In the beginning, before the world was the eternal Spirit that decided to become a flesh man and walk among the people that claimed that they loved God. Christ said it himself, "If you love God, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, and neither did I come of myself, but he sent me." They said, "Oh, you're a deranged demonic demon," because he would not agree with the Sanhedrin court teaching. Pastor Buddy don't agree with the Christian church world teaching. I take issues with it. And you're not popular when you stand against something. You're like Micah in the book of Micah, as he always opposed the kings and the rulers and the leaders and the priests of Israel. He never has nothing good to say to us. He's always opposed to what we want to do. Well, you know why? They were wanting to do it their way. And Yahweh's got a way. And if you speak not according to the word, it's because there's no light in the temple where you worship. Well, you say, "Oh, boy, we got a good church where we go to, Pastor Buddy. We sing in a choir. And, oh, it sounds so good. I just get so blessed and I feel chills and thrills." Ladies and gentlemen, you can go out in the woods, I've been there, and hear a wildcat scream, and you'll get some chills and thrills from that. But it certainly is not the anointing of the Spirit. As they were shouting around the golden calf, they were getting thrills and chills, a feeling, a seem right way, when Aaron had devised, in the absence of Moses, the prophet, had devised a plan to appease the people. People want it easy. They don't want to hear the bad news. They don't want to hear the opposition to that which seems right. Their ear is attuned to that which seems right. They won't fast. They've never fasted a day in their life to get the revelation. And unless you're spiritual minded, you ain't going to see these things. And you wonder why you're having trouble. Yahweh resists the proud. Who is the proud? Those that will not. They want to follow tradition. They want to go where it seems right. They want to go where their ears are tickled. And the gospel is not too hired. By the hirelings that preach it and are paid well, ladies and gentlemen. There is a great master plan of Satan through the prosperity preachers that are preaching today. When Christ said himself, you shall be hated, Matthew 10:22. You shall be hated as Christ was hated when he said, I and my Father are one. Listen to this one now. Listen to this scripture. John 17:11. And now, Holy Father, I am no more in the world. No more. You thought he loved the world? He said, I'm no more in the world. But these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. I come to where? Back to the spirit world. God is a spirit. The dimension that he came from was spirit, and the spirit invented, if you will, overshadowed Mary and made himself a body. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that is just so ridiculous. That is so amazing. I just cannot believe that God would leave his glory and splendor and come down here to be entreated evilly by people that despised him. Well, that's what got me, ladies and gentlemen. That's what bothered me for a long time. I struggled with the oneness of the Godhead. Are you struggling with the oneness of the Godhead? Do you feel like that there's more than one person in the Godhead and that you are needed to share your worship with someone else other than Yahweh himself? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, yes, I love God and I love his son and I love the spirit, and that's three of them. Well, again, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. There are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Are one. Father is God. The Word is God. The Holy Ghost is God. And the Son was God made flesh. And now the body died, gave himself. God gave the body of the Son for the sins of Jacob Israel, to redeem the seed of Jacob back unto himself. Oh, yes. Praise Yahweh. Did you know that the Bible says that God was in Christ? God was in the flesh body. God the Father. God the Father was right in there, reconciling the world unto himself. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted the Son, that he resurrected the body. Remember, he got out of the body, ladies and gentlemen, and took a journey down to the lower parts of the earth and preached to the souls that was disobedient in the days of Noah. And when he ended that, he got right back in that flesh body that had died, literally died, and yet it didn't see any mortification. There was no corruption. Not one cell of that body literally died. It went into a suspended state of animation, if you will, and existed there until the spirit, which is life, entered back into that body and rose it up and was seen of witnesses. Now, he was instructing some of those who saw him, Mary in particular, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father and unto my God and unto your God. Now, what do you mean by that, Pastor Buddy? Well, if you go to the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew, when Christ changed dramatically, he had the power to lay his life down, and he said he did, and he had the power to take it up. Oh, no, no man had that power until he came. He said, I have power to lay my life. No man takes my life from me. Could he have called 12 legions of angels? One angel can kill 185,000 in one night's work. What could 12 legions of them do? Oh, my. No wonder the day at 3 o'clock when he was hanging on the torture stake, that there was an earthquake so violent that it opened the graves. No wonder from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun refused to shine. Darkness fell in like it was the night that came over the land of Egypt at the midnight hour. In this case, it was a reverse. 12 o'clock in the night as opposed to 12 o'clock in the day when they impaled him upon the torture stake at 12 o'clock high. Now the sun, S-U-N, was straight above his head that cast no variableness or no shadow and pointed its rays directly down to the center of the earth where he descended into the lower parts of the earth and preached to the souls that were disobedient in the days of Noah. 1 Peter and chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. Eden, our Creator. He's highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Philippians in chapter 2, verse 9. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know and don't you understand that Almighty Yahweh has given us this revelation to really know who the Father is? And I'm going to prove to you as we go along. We're going to pause here for a break. I'm coming back into the book of Hebrews, and we're going to look at a very interesting scripture in the book of Hebrews when we return off the break, as we're going to play you a song that is very fitting, sent to me by my friends in Michigan. I love this song so much. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. It is a song that describes your Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
taken from the Bible. It escaped the translators. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory and blessed be his name. John 17:11, and now I'm no more in the world. These are in the world, but I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. John 17:11. One. Christ said, I and my Father are one. John 10:30, and they stoned him for it. Do you really understand what the name of the Father is? Have you ever repented and got baptized in that wonderful, magnanimous, magnificent, joyous, purposed name that you must have in your forehead according to Revelation 14:1 and Revelation 22:4? You've got to have that name in your forehead, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to look for it at the judgment. Now, if you have that information in your mind, if it's in your forehead or it's in your hands, that means you support it and you spread it and you glorify it. You become a witness. Listen to me. John 17:21, before we go to see a verse of scripture in Hebrews 1:1, that they may be one, John 17:21, that they may be one, that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me. God was in Christ reconciling the world. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh. He was in the world, according to the 10th verse of John 1:10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world did know him. That thou may be one, Father, as thou art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17:24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Oh, my. You can't go, ladies and gentlemen, unless you've got the Father's name in your forehead. And if you've got the Father's name, you've got the Son's name. If you've got the Son's name, you've got the name of the Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. They're not as one. They are one. That's the difference in the terminology or the word value. As man has created a multiple-headed Godhead, made it in a creature form in order to keep from worshiping the one true God of Jacob Israel. Oh, my. John 17:24. Father, I will that they also be one, that they may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given thee. For you loved me before, your name was on the Lamb's book before the foundation of the world. John 17:24. John 17:25. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, in proper context. O righteous Father. He could have easily said, O righteous Spirit that is in me. In the Son reconciling the world unto himself. God is a Spirit, and God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Let's move over for just a moment before we come back to the New Testament text in John. Let's look here in Hebrews 1. I'll start at verse 1. God, the Father. Nobody wouldn't argue with that, right? Okay, God the Father, who at sundry times, that's various and many, and in divers, means many again, manners, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Listen here now. in the last days spoken unto us by his Son. Oh, my. 33.5 years, the Son spoke and was rejected. Did you know that he didn't have many to follow him, and he still don't have many? Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. And yet Christianity has opened the floodgate to anything you can drag, chase, or pull into the churches. They'll slap them with a salvational message of pray, pay, and prosper. And here we are. As the last days he spoke to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed an heir of all things, and by whom also he made the worlds. Oh, yes. Moses saw him in the 33rd chapter of the book of Exodus. He saw his hinder parts. He did exist. Before the foundation of the world, in the beginning was that Word. And that Word was God. And that Word, the flesh, the Son, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And they knew him not. But as it says in John 3:18, whosoever would believe on his name would be saved. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, not persons. You see, everybody's got a three-person God. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not so. Spirit, God, God in the Son, and he reconciled the world unto himself, his children. And only his children, only his sheep could hear him, only his sheep could know him, and only his sheep could comprehend him. He's the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Now listen to this now. When he by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, what does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Because everybody says when he sits down to the right hand that the Father must have been sitting on the left hand. How could the Father have been sitting on the left hand when John, in chapter 10, verses 28 and 29, express that no man could pluck them out of the Son's hand, not hands, but hand, and then no man could pluck them out of the Father's hand, not hands, hand. And it took two hands to form the Son, and the Father was in the Son, reconciling the world unto himself. And in Matthew 25, verse 31, when Yahweh Shua, the Son, Jesus in the New Testament, King James Bible, when he comes back, he's going to sit on the throne. And you're going to stand before him, and you better have that name of the Father in your forehead. John 17:25. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is coming on the clouds with power and great glory. And everyone that has the Father's name in their forehead shall be redeemed by the covenant. Again, verse 6. And again, I will be to him, verse 5, I will be to him a father, and he shall be unto me a son. Now the Father's the Spirit, and the Father was in Christ. The Spirit was in the body of flesh, and they said, where's your Father? And you know what the Messiah said? Well, you neither know me nor my Father, for if you'd have known the Father, you'd have known me. You got it? John 10:30, I and my Father are one. John 17:6, I have manifested thy name unto the men that thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were. I've made known your name, Father. Verse 26 of John 17, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those that you have given me. And that name will be in their forehead. It won't be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It will be the name of Yahweh, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, my, it's a simple plan, ladies and gentlemen. Now, verse 6. And again, when he brings in the first begotten unto the world, he said, let all the angels of heaven worship him. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But verse 8, oh my, Hebrews 1 and 8, oh my, oh, I just get so elated and overcome with joy unspeakable and full of glory that Yahweh has shown unto me the great mystery of our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 8, but unto the Son he saith, thou throne, O God, unto the Son he saith, thou throne, O God, thou throne. Now the Father's throne and the Son's throne is the same throne. There's not two thrones. The throne has been looked into three times in the book of Revelation, and there was only one sitting on it. And the fourth time is in the scripture I just related to you in Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, then shall he sit, not on the right hand or on the left hand, but he shall sit on the throne of his glory with all the holy angels, not one left in heaven. Heaven's coming here, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going there. Judgment is coming here upon the earth, and that which offends shall be cast out as it was in the days of Noah. You're looking for a rapture? If you're going to leave in a rapture, you're going to be one of those that's cast out, not the return. It's the righteous that remain to inherit. You better get the message, ladies and gentlemen. This is a minister of the flame of fire. I'm not very popular in the world, but men and women that know me know that I stand for the word, know that I hazard my life, and know that I don't have a lot of things that I have turned down to preach to Yahweh's sheep, who are few and scattered and far between. Thou throne, O God, to the Son, he said, O God, the Son is God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. That we may know the only true God and the Messiah, Jesus Christ, in the King James, Yahweh Shua, in the proper text of the Hebrew, that thou art God. Thou throne, O God, is forever and forever a scepter of righteousness, is the scepter of thy kingdom. How shall we escape if we neglect so great of salvation? John 14, verse 9. That Philip wanted to see the Father. And did you know that the Bible says, too, in reply, that Yahweh Shua and the flesh body, God in the flesh, said unto him, have you been so long with me, Philip, and yet thou hast not known me? 14:9, John 14:9. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? You better get your spiritual understanding fixed before you leave here and have to bow the knee. If you're perverted in your mind, if you put off what you should have put on, and that's the holy name of Yahweh. John 14:31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me a commandment, even so I do. Arise. John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. The Son was the vine, the flesh body, and the Father was the husband of the Spirit, gathering the sheep or gathering the chickens as the hen, and he used that analogy, how often would I have gathered you under my wing as a hen gather her chicks, but you would not. They want three gods. They want to gather and huddle with a pagan whore type, false, abominable name, and they go and say that they feel the thrills and the chills in the church where this abominable name is worshipped. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's children will not prostitute themselves out so freely and sell and enslave their souls so cheaply as to be deceived. The Bible said, rebuke them! John 15:9-8, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. And as the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue in my love. If you love Yahweh, you're keeping the first commandment of Mark 12:29. Mark 12:29. The Son is God. Hebrews 1:8. The Son is God. You want some other God to be God? When the Son himself got himself a body of flesh, called himself the Son of the Eternal Spirit, revealed the Father that was in him, and when the cloud overshadowed him in Matthew 17, this is my beloved Son, the voice said, in the cloud, not out of the cloud, or above the cloud, or in heaven. The voice spoke out of the cloud and said, this is my beloved Son, not of whom I'm well pleased, but in whom. It pleased the Father to dwell in the body of flesh, that he could become a man like his sons and his daughters. And he knew that his sons and daughters, once they saw the truth, that they would no longer have the names of Baal in their mouth and call upon the names of Baal or worship and praise a false name and feel all kingly about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I feel very sad when I go into these bell boxes and they're worshiping the name of blasphemy, and yet they shout, don't worry, don't doubt, don't pout. They shouted with Aaron. They didn't have none of the word. They didn't want the word. Away with this man, Moses, that had the word. Hear, O Israel, Mark 12:29. Yahweh is one. Mark 12:29. Hear, O Israel. Deuteronomy 6:4. John 15:16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Everyone that Yahweh chooses and sends his prophets or his witnesses, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of good witnesses out every day witnessing to people and giving them their testimony. Most of them are hated. Most of them are despised. Most of them are rejected. But every once in a while, they'll run across someone that has been chosen before the foundation of the world. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go out and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you asked of the Father in my name. Well, what is his name? John 5:43. I am. The causative verb to be Haya Elo Asher Haya. The tetragrammaton of the Yod He Vahi. I am come in my Father's name. Oh my, the Son was named after the Father. The Father had a name above every name from the foundation of the world, kept it secret, revealed it to his prophets and to his ministers, hid it from the wise. You see, a Trinitarian don't really understand what I'm saying tonight. If you're confused, or rather amused at my teachings, if I inflame you with a oneness message, so be it. John 15:23, he that hates me hates my Father. who is Yahweh Shua also. John 15:23. I got to close. He that hates me hates my Father also. John 15:26. I got to hurry. But when the Comforter, oh, I've got it. Oh, I can remember when I was taken out of my body as a young man. I was carried into heaven on the wings of an angel, and I appeared ragged and tattered, torn, drunk the night before, sobered up mercifully by the Spirit and the anointing that struck me down in my little apartment when I prayed and fell into a trance and ascended into the heavens, and I stood before the Almighty, and a book was opened, and it was handed to me, and he said, my peace I give unto you. When the Comforter is come, it changed me. It made me a new creature. The old wretched sinner that I was, just a poor, struggling little Southern Baptist boy, called out with a Comforter, whom I shall send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. Ladies and gentlemen, I have thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed being in your presence tonight. I've got to get out of here as my time has come and gone. I'd like to ask you to remember my sponsor, Dr. Gary, and my good brother, Brother Paul, up in Michigan, how we have a hard time trying to maintain. Brother Paul's contact number is 1-800-253-2748 for StemTech. Dr. Gary, he's the workhorse. He's the man that has stuck with me from the word go here on WWCR. And now through his love and devotion to help this old poor struggling preacher from the hills of East Tennessee, just a plowboy, raised up, following the broom tails here in the fields and the mountain, new ground of East Tennessee, called to plow in the field of joy, bringing in the sheaves, rejoicing with Yahweh. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. If you'd like to write me tonight and have this message, Holy Father, just write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. My telephone number tonight. I'm live and in the studio, direct right out of Nashville, Tennessee, with a transmitting jewel of the South. This is the Cadillac of the shortwave industry, ladies and gentlemen. It don't come any finer and any more modern equipment. WWCR, the parent station, is the transmitting jewel, the Rolls Royce, the Cadillac of the industry, to be desired by all others, yet none dare to compare. You're listening to me around the world, the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Tonight, I'm live on WWCR. You can call me 1-423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to have my mailing address one more time, I'm going to give it to you as I get out of here. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. I'll see you next Sunday night on the Shepherd's Call. Many blessings, Jacob, Israel, and may the love of the Father dwell richly in your life.